Welcome to today's USA Lock and Key episode, where we're going to talk about a topic that might come in handy in unexpected situations, drilling a lock. Sometimes, you might find yourself locked out of your home, office, or safe, and after trying all other options, drilling might be the only solution left. It's a method used as a last resort to gain entry when you've lost the keys or the lock is damaged beyond repair. Let's break down the steps and considerations involved in this process. First off, drilling a lock isn't as simple as it sounds. It requires precision and understanding of how locks work. The goal is to destroy the lock mechanism inside without damaging the door once behind the lock. This method is commonly used on pin tumbler locks, which are found in most homes. Before you start, you'll need the right tools. A drill, a selection of drill bits, and safety gear like goggles are essential. The drill bit size is crucial. It should be big enough to destroy the lock mechanism but not so large that it damages the entire lock or door. The process begins with making a small guide hole at the top of the keyhole. This is where you aim to drill through to reach the pins inside the lock. Once the guide hole is made, you switch to a larger drill bit to drill through the pins, effectively disabling the lock. It's important to go slowly to avoid damaging the lock housing or the door. Once you've drilled through the lock cylinder can usually be turned using a flathead screwdriver, allowing you to open the door. However, remember that the lock will be completely destroyed and will need replacing. It's worth noting that drilling a lock should really be your last option. It's a destructive method that leaves your lock unusable. If you're not comfortable doing this yourself, or if you're dealing with a high security lock, calling a professional locksmith is advised. They have the tools and expertise to handle the situation, possibly without damaging the lock. Drilling a lock is a straightforward yet drastic measure to regain entry into a locked space. It requires careful preparation, the right tools, and a steady hand. While it can be a useful skill in emergencies, it's always best to consider non-destructive methods first or seek the help of a professional locksmith. Remember, the goal is to solve your lockout situation effectively without causing unnecessary damage. And with that, we wrap up today's discussion. Stay safe, and make sure to keep a spare key somewhere accessible next time. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you found this information helpful. If you have questions, feel free to call us at 725-256-5669. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to understand more about how locks work, we're here to provide you with the knowledge you need. Don't forget to check back for more useful tips and discussions. Stay secure and see you next time.